Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. It's 6 days until Election Day here in the United States, and Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, were campaigning Tuesday in political battleground states in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. Polls show Biden ahead of Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. Tuesday, Trump campaigned in 3 Midwestern states. He won in his upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton back in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and are likely needs those to capture again his second term in office. More than 66 million Americans have already cast their ballots early, two-thirds of them by mail, one-third in person at polling stations. Many voters say they are looking to avoid coming face-to-face with others in the expected long lines of people waiting to cast ballots next Tuesday. Italy has approved a package of measures to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus hours after daily infections hit a record high and COVID-19-related deaths jumped. The measure will cost nearly $6.4 billion, including grants, tax breaks, and additional funds to temporary layoff schemes or for those schemes. This according to the Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, Conte ordered bars, restaurants to close by 6 p.m., shut gyms, movie theaters, and swimming pools, triggering protests against the closures in several cities. For more news, please join at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. A typhoon slammed into Vietnam's central coastline Wednesday, killing two and leaving dozens missing. Trees were uprooted, roofs and fences were dislodged from homes and buildings by the strong winds. 26 fishermen in all were missing after their boats sank while trying to return to shore on Tuesday. The government said two Navy ships were sent to search for them. Hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated from the path of the storm, and those who stayed home were told to remain indoors until further notice. Kabul police say a bomb attack in Afghan's capital killed at least 3 civilians and injured more than a dozen others Tuesday. The explosion occurred in the 10th police district after the attackers detonated a bomb installed on a roadside car. In addition to causing casualties, the violent explosion damaged several buildings nearby. Also Tuesday, another car bomb detonated in the Khost province at a special police force base, prompting attackers to begin to open fire. At least 5 policemen died in the crossfire, more than 24 policemen and 9 civilians hurt. No group or person have so far claimed responsibility for both of those attacks. More than 1,800 firefighters have been deployed to fight fast-raging wildfires in the U.S. state of California, including the largest Silverado fire, which began on Monday. As of Tuesday, more than 80,000 homes have been evacuated, with a total of 27,800 acres of land affected by those fires so far. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is proposing a rule change that would require television and radio broadcasters to publicly disclose if any of their content is sponsored by foreign governments. The proposal says the American people deserve to know when a foreign government has paid for programming or furnished it for free, so that viewers and listeners can better evaluate the value and accuracy of such programming. The late Samsung chairman Lee Kun-hee's farewell ceremony held early Wednesday in Seoul. Lee, who transformed the small television maker into a global giant of consumer electronics, died Sunday with his family at his side. And here in the U.S., the Los Angeles Dodgers, Major League Baseball's new champion, clutching the first World Series title since 1988 with a 3-1 win over the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 6 Tuesday night. Your forecast, you have 1580 headlines brought to you this hour. We're remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.